Philip Semper, Peter, these are in care. Today's date is 02-26-2025. Dictation is for Jurassilin. Here. Here spells H-E-L-L-E-R. Jurassilin spells J-O-S-E-L-Y-N-E. Date of birth is 03-24-1998. This is a 26-year-old female here with suprapubic abdominal pain, period. Patient says this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 days. It says it's worse today. Patient indicated she works in as an ICU nurse and does not get the opportunity to go to the bathroom to empty her bladder, and stated that now she's going more often than usual, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports diarrhea. Says she has gone to the bathroom 2 or 3 times today, but the stool is non-bloody, period. Says loose but non-bloody, period. Next paragraph, she denies myalgia and chills. Next paragraph, patient reports fever. Says she's been taken over to come to town, which helped, period. Next paragraph, patient reports fatigue. Next paragraph, patient reports nausea, which she stated that is a little better at the moment. She denies vomiting, period. Says she's eating and drinking. Okay, says she's solids is not very pleasant at the moment, but is tolerating fluids well, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history is none. Last menstrual period, she stated 2 weeks ago and said it was normal. Open parentheses, patient stated that I am not pregnant. Open parentheses and close parentheses. And when asked about pregnancy, period, close parentheses. Next paragraph. Social history, she denies alcohol, drug or tobacco use. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 117/69. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. She has suprapubic tenderness to palpation. No rebound. No guarding. Abdomen is not rigid to touch. No distension. She has active bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, 9-3, cranial nerves, 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is suprapubic abdominal pain, number 2 diarrhea, number 3 cystitis, period. Next paragraph, patient was offered a urinalysis and a urine pregnancy test. She declined, stated that she does not have the funds for these tests. She stated that she just paid for the visit and doesn't have any more money. Patient indicated that she just relocated here from New York, is working as a nurse, but has not started to receive her Texas health insurance benefits as yet, and her New York insurance is not very effective here, period. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion. We talk about ectopic pregnancy and urinary tract infection and the severity and the dangers of these two diagnoses. She said she is sure she's not pregnant and she said, quote, I just cannot afford to have a urinalysis and a pregnancy test because I do not have money, close quote. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Bentyl, 20 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 10 days, number 20. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given work excuse to return on 3-3-2025. End of dictation.